This is Aeneid, Book 2, starting with line 608 and going through the end of the Latin, which is at 620. So this is at the spot where Venus has just appeared to her son and has told him that the person that he has thought is to blame is not to blame, and that it's the harshness of the gods that are actually to blame. And so she's ripping away the cloud that is keeping him from being able to see that, and is going to show him what exactly the gods are doing to hasten the fall of Troy. So start with hic vides, here. Ubi vides, where you see. Disjectas mole, scattered masses. Avulsa quae saxa, and rocks torn away, saxis, from rocks. And then you have undantem fumum, and rolling, swelling smoke, mixto puere, with stirred up dust. Okay, so you see all of this, and who is the person behind it? Neptunus quatit. Neptune shakes. Neptune shatters. The muros, the walls. And the immota fundamenta, and the foundations having been moved. And what is he using as his instrument? Magno tridenti, with his great trident, with his big trident. Eruit, and he rips up totum urbem, the whole city, acetibus, from its seats. So basically from its foundations. Hic, here, Juno saevissime, most savage Juno, prima, as leader, tenant, holds, skias portas, the skein gates, ferens, and raging, a quincta pharaoh, equipped with a sword, Wocat, socium agmen, calls the allied battle line, nawibus, from the ships. Okay, so that's what we've got so far. We've got Neptune, we've got Juno, now we've got Tritonia Pallas. Yam, now, respice, look, Tritonian Pallas, and set it. Sat, summas arches, at the highest arches, at the highest citadel. And she is effulgens, she is gleaming. Gleaming from where? Nimbo, gleaming forth from the cloud. But she's also gleaming in a different way, gleaming with Gorgone Saiwa, with the savage Gorgon, meaning Medusa, the head of Medusa that's on her breastplate. Then last but not least, Pater, ipse Pater, the father himself, meaning Jupiter. Sufficit, supplies. Animos, courage, in vire secundas, in favorable strength, to whom? Danaes, to the Greeks. Ipse, he himself, again, Jupiter. Suscitat, stirs up, the deos, the gods, in Dardana arma, against the Trojan weapons. And she ends her speech basically using the same form of address that she started off the speech with. She says, son, eripe fugam, snatch up your flight. Impone finem, and put an end, labori, to the work. Nusquam abero, I will never be distant. Et sistam te, and I will place you, I will stand you, tutum, safe, protected. Patrio limine, on your native threshold, on your fatherland's threshold, or it could be on your father's threshold. So this is very ambiguous, it's very vague. It suggests, Anchises' dwelling. So first of all, the first thing that you would think of is that she's going to take him back safe to his father's house. But really, it also is anticipating his new home in Italy, which is the birthplace of his ancestor, so his father's, his forefather's area. All right, so all the lines one more time. So here, Where you see the scattered masses and the rocks torn from rocks, and the rolling smoke with stirred up dust, Neptune shakes the walls and the moved foundations with his great trident, and he tears up the whole city from its seats. Here, most savage Juno, as leader, holds the Scaean gates and raging, equipped with a sword, calls the allied line from the ships. Now, look, Tritonian Pallas sat on the highest arches, gleaming forth from the cloud and gleaming with the savage Gorgon. The father himself supplies courage and favorable strength to the Greeks. He himself stirs up the gods against the Trojan weapons. Son, snatch up your flight and put an end to the work. I will never be distant, and I will set you safe on your native threshold.